News Talk 590 KUGN here. Look at the time, 7:17. Checking calendar. Oh, it's Wednesday. What's up, Day? And our special guest in studio. You have to get close to the microphone, okay? And give me a great big what's up.
What's up, Eugene?
Is that as big as you got? Give me a big one.
What's up, Eugene?
What's up? There we go. And introducing Christina Bentrup with Parks and Open Space, which is different from
Parks and Rec.
Would you please?
Sure. In Eugene, Recreation Services lives with the Library and Cultural Services, and Parks and Open Space is its own division with Public Works.
Okay, so now you came to Eugene from, we were just chatting, Tennessee.
I did.
Like it here better?
You know, both place has its perks, but here is pretty awesome.
It is, right? I mean, yeah. You got the ocean here, you got the mountains there, you got the rivers all over the place, right?
Yeah, that's what brought us here, is all the awesome opportunities outdoors.
Okay, you are the volunteer coordinator.
Yes.
At Hendricks Park, okay.
Yes.
So tell me about what you do and why... you love what you do so much.
Sure. So I'm one of four volunteer coordinators in the Parks and Open Space system. I'm situated at Hendricks Park, which, as we all know, is one of the treasures of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Hendricks Park already has an incredible base of community support, so much so that a nonprofit group called the Friends of Hendricks Park actually decided to offer the city half of my salary to create this position that I hold, which is new. Yeah, big shout out to the Friends of Hendricks
Absolutely.
Park.
Absolutely.
But I am part of a team of, like I said, four other volunteer coordinators in the park system, and our job is just to engage people in our parks in ways that help to build community, to support the parks, and... really just treasure this awesome parkland that we have.
Excellent. Okay, so now you've got a couple of events that are coming up. And by the way, the Native Plant Appreciation Week, I love the flyer.
Cool,
yeah,
good.
I love it. It jumps out. It pops.
Yeah.
It pops. It really does. Is there one event here that jumps out at you that you want to spend a little time with?
Sure. The final Sunday celebration, the Native Plant Garden Tour and celebration of Native Plant Appreciation Week, is happening on Sunday, April 28th at 1 p.m. at Hendricks Park. Hendricks has 3 acres devoted to native plants of the Willamette Valley region. And so on this Sunday capstone to the whole week, we're going to have a local botanist and herbalist, Anna Bradley, give a tour of the Native Plant Garden. And answer people's questions about native plants and how they're used.
Can you tell me a little bit about this restoration with the McKenzie River Trust real quick? That to me, when you talk about habitat restoration, it's taking care of what we have.
Absolutely, right? Yes. So McKenzie River Trust is a local nonprofit that we partner with, and they do restoration work all over Oregon along rivers. They actually purchase land and put it into a land trust so it can't be developed.
Oh, I didn't know that they purchased it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that land can never be developed once it enters into their ownership. And they do restoration projects ranging from Saturday, April 27th,
right.
This event where they're removing an invasive called Scotch broom. They do weekly events on different properties around the state.
Yeah. What can you tell me about Scott's broom?
It's a perennial that flowers beautifully in the early winter, but it's incredibly aggressive and takes over hillsides and stream banks.
I was going to say, anytime it's beautiful, but I love that.
Yes.
But then there's the other side of it, right?
Right.
Because it's very aggressive, as you said.
It's an aggressive invasive that's taking over space that other native plants would occupy. And because it's not native to here, it's not providing a food source or a home source to our native wildlife.
They got to go.
They do. Yeah.
Okay. So something that I learned, trial and error, if you don't leave room for something to grow, chances are it's not going to grow.
Right. That's true.
Overcrowding and whatnot?
Yep.
I have no green thumbs. What color are yours?
Usually brown, because they've been in the soil.
Super duper. Okay, well, listen, we will continue to promote this. It's a Native Plant Appreciation Week 2019, and you got a lot Can they get this online?
Absolutely. Okay. They can go to the Eugene Outdoors website, volunteer, and find all the information.
Fantastic. Christina, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, give me one more. What's up?
What's up?
Here on News Talk 590 KUGN.